Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
I got to go off script with you here for a second and tell you that we just saw one of the most incredible movie trailers we've ever seen. So just something popped up on a little Twitter feed there. I think it was sponsored. It said Cocaine Bear. I'm like, all right, I'll just click this.
Got a bear snorting coke?
See what's what. So there's a trailer. There's a movie coming out called Cocaine Bear. And what the story, they said it's based on a true story.
On true events.
Like a drug, you know, they were doing a drug whatever with the planes. You know, they brought the stuff in on planes and apparently like.
Bahamas or from Colombia?
I didn't get that in depth anyway. But
one of the two.
So right. Mine came from the Bahamas, damn
long
it.
Story
okay.
Short, long story short, they have to dump the stuff off the plane. They end up dumping it into the forest. The bear gets into the drugs. And turns into like a killing machine. It goes around killing people.
Like climbing up
and,
trees.
Yeah, the movie looks absolutely fantastic. Right. I think Ray Liotta's in it.
It looked right.
Like, I know, you know he's passed, but
yeah.
But before he went,
it looks fantastic.
Great mob guy though. Nobody played a better mob. That guy's top three mob guy of all time.
There is, by the way, he has his own Twitter account at Cocaine Bear. It says the bear who ate cocaine. So
based off of.
A true story.
It says true story, true events.
Check this out on Twitter when you get a chance. It's maybe should we tweet the? Yeah, we'll do it. We'll
right
send
on,
it out.
Right on.
Can I just do a little follow up to that?
No, not if you're going to be negative about
No.
I want to see this film.
Looks like the greatest movie.
No, ever. No, I'm not right. saying anything. No,
okay.
no, of course.
Okay, so go ahead.
In the 80s, I was staying at the Fort Lauderdale Beach, and I was walking down the beach.
Okay.
At night.
You were a cocaine bear.
With somebody that was a friend walking down the beach, and I saw a bell of marijuana.
Okay.
And one shoulder said, grab that bastard and get out of here. And the other shoulder said, somebody's going to shoot you if you go around that, or okay. your luck is the federal government is somewhere close
watching.
Waiting to see if some idiot grabs that as it's coming up.
You would have been the guy.
Right? Which one did you go for?
Yeah, which side won?
I walked.
Say if you don't want.
No, I walked. Okay. I tell you, listen, I'm honest. I walked. Never a fan of marijuana anyway. So go ahead.
Joe All was right. buried a kilo and was running around the woods. Just understand that.
This is gonna be some of the best audio we've done. What is this? December 1st. So this will be some of the best audio of the year. Here late in the year, we're in the final month of the
yeah.
year. This is the NESN. That is the network up in Boston. A guy named Jack Edwards who does the Bruins games. They're playing Tampa Bay. You ready for the audio from this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good strong shift there for the fourth line for Tampa. Maroon, he's a handful down in that offensive zone below the goal line. Listed at 238 pounds. That was day one of training camp. I got a feeling he's had a few more pizzas between then and now.
Yeah, that's before pregame.
Yeah, right. Fasting. Chris,
Inadvertent fasting for Pat Maroon is like 4 hours without a meal. But,
oh,
hey,
man.
Three cups in a row. Who can argue with his formula?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they fat shamed him.
That just set back fat shaming.
Fat shamed him
hard. Years, right.
Did everything but say, grab a salad, brother. Grab a salad.
He said inadvertent. He meant intermittent fasting.
Right,
he said
right.
4 hours without a meal. By the way, this actually ended nicely here. Maroon, who he went to Twitter and announced that he was giving some money to a bullying and body image thing in Tampa called Tampa Bay Thrives nonprofit. They deal with mental
health.
They got
him.
They
got him. Apparently, he's not like our station running those kids.
They might be
fat shaming early in the morning.
Might have to now.
But how is that for fat shaming?
Pretty big
the
stuff.
Pizza's in there.
Came into camp at 2:38.
Brutal, man.
He's got to be 290 right now, Fred.
Right. Yep. You got to admit that's some of the better commentary we've heard.
But how about the one, too? The back and forth.
And
the other guy was egging him on.
It was a better back and forth. Having a conversation.
So we do that sometimes when a guy said, oh, he's 6'8", 380. I said, man, I'll tell you what. I think they're being nice to him. He's got to be four bills right now. Nobody says a word when you do that. So nobody does that when it's an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman.
Okay.
And that belly's sticking out, and the guy's he's a nose tackle, and his only job is to stop the run.
Right.
And he's sitting there, and you know he's every bit of 350. He hadn't seen 350 forever. He's north of 350.
Right. Listed at 350.
And people say stuff. Nobody ever goes to bat for those guys.
Yeah, but they don't.
We never get a wife going, you fat shame my husband.
But you don't go into detail when you do that and say, oh, that guy must eat four pizzas pregame, and he only doesn't eat when he's sleeping.
Excellent stuff there.
Yeah, that was good.
From the Boston.
Strong.
The Boston Bruins there.
Yeah, that was strong.
All right, I'm going to skip past this one really quick here. Devin Booker at 51 points in three quarters last night.
Go ahead and say
quite
it.
Impressive.
Pretty good player.
Go ahead and finish it off. He's not with her anymore.
That's
he can focus
right.
back
true.
On basketball.
That's true. The curse is over. This was a weird story here. Did you guys see this? Former NFL player Damian Parmes accused of swiping luggage at the Atlanta airport.
What, did he see somebody's luggage? He thought there was better stuff there?
First of all.
Took the Louis bag, right?
First of all, if you check your luggage, you suck in the first place. But, like, you got
to
be.
Why do you have to go there? I check my luggage.
Do you?
Yeah, when I go
you
on
don't
vacation.
Can't carry on?
No.
So you got to stand at the carousel and hope they don't lose it?
Well, I mean, are you going on a one-night trip or are you going on a vacation? Like, if you're going on a vacation, you're going to take a bag and check it
in. Yeah, like under a week, you should be able to check a bag. Or you shouldn't have to check a bag. But anyway, so this guy was, the main problem was he wasn't flying anywhere. He was just at the airport.
What?
And he picked up someone's bag and snatched a phone charger out of the bag. I guess he just needed a phone charger and then tossed the bag on another carousel. And eventually, like, they approached him and were like, you can't do this.
Right.
Wow, that's low.
I mean, you can't go buy a phone charger.
Woody, you can't make that up. That's low, man.
It's a weird
that's
deal.
Some low stuff
it's
right there.
It's actually probably a sad story.
It is. Someone's bag was in another carousel. Come on.
You got to stand right in the front. You got to watch that thing like a hawk, man. People can't be trusted.
No, especially everybody's got the same bag.
But you also
got
to carry on. I mean, that's, you know.
Everybody's got that same black piece
right,
of luggage.
Right.
Yeah. When they lose it, you're like, what does your suitcase look like, sir?
Oh, man. Just like everyone else.
It's a black suitcase like all the rest of them.
Yeah, like 50% of these are here.
You ever see, what is it, Meet the Parents, where they bring the wrong suitcase over? Right. He's like, you know, in a crazy scheme to turn a profit, they made more than one same bag.
Right.
All right, final thing for you here today. Joe Pesci, one of our favorites, was interviewed by People Magazine, and he said that remember the scene in Home Alone where he sets his head on fire?
Yep.
Apparently, he did his own like stunts in that movie, so he got bumps and bruises and severely burned his head.
Wow.
Great scene.
By the way, you brought
Great
Joe
movie.
Pesci.
Those
you
movies hold up, man.
You brought up something good earlier about Ray Liotta. Where does Joe Pesci fit in that?
Same deal.
So someone's out of the top four out of De Niro and Pacino. If you have Ray Liotta in there also for your top three.
Are you talking top gangster?
You didn't put a number on this. First time I'm hearing about a number.
You said it. You said top three.
Yeah, I don't remember
Ray
you
Liotta.
Saying that.
I don't remember.
When we brought Ray Liotta, you said top three gangsters.
I don't know, but I do know this. It's 8 o'clock hour. I can come back and I can think about some of the great gangsters.
Those are four
there.
Of the,
great...
the best right there. But one's got to be out of the top three.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to put all four back in just so we can do them all.
Okay.
And we can go to break here. Get to Kim Bocamper coming up. In just a few minutes from Milpitas High School, going back home. not too far from where the San Francisco 49ers play. Right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, man. Oh, my gosh, Jeff and the family over there. It is fun. December 1st, I go, wow, it's Beverly's time. December 1st, it's Beverly's Jewelers time for everyone. Man, they've been around for a long, long time, family-owned. I've been going there for almost 30 years. I was thinking about this last night. 3 engagement rings and a lot of jewelry to save the marriage. There's a lot of jewelry in there for that. All the different occasions that are important. Leader in certified earth mined and lab-grown diamonds. Huge selection. Unbeatable prices. Low price guarantee. You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab-grown diamonds, stud earrings, lab-grown tennis bracelets. Hey, if you don't know the difference in lab-grown diamonds and earth-mined diamonds, and you can, first of all, you won't be able to tell, but they can explain everything to you when you go in there. But more importantly, Beverly's just have something for everybody for the holiday season, including the thing they take most pride in through the years with their selection of diamonds is for you to get the perfect diamond engagement ring. Whatever you're looking to spend, go in there and go, Jeff and the whole gang over there, they're all friendly, they're nice, they're wonderful people, and they want to help you, man. World-class custom design studio for you, no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. I'm just telling you this, man. I've been going there the whole time. Matter of fact, I don't even think about other jewelry stores when you got Beverly's Jewelers. They make it so easy, especially during the holiday season. You're like me. I don't know what I'm looking at, but they do. They got a nice touch in there. Beverly's, where South Florida gets engaged. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. I tell everybody, don't buy online. Go see what you're getting. You're going to get a low price. Why'd you go online and it never looks like that picture? Never. Visit bevjewelers.com. You can call them 954-485-6262 for Beverly's Jewelers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.